making two different phones for you?
Nothing. Yeah, why is it cold? Why is it cold again? Yeah, yeah.
Because it's supposed
to. Oh, it's getting warm in the afternoon. Yeah, I know, that's why.
Apparently, you can loop.
Are you okay
the same
with
phone number?
Okay, I'm cold, but
I'll have the same phone, so your cell and your work and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's fine. So phone numbers get sent to them.
It'll keep me awake, though.
So maybe we can set
that
up.
Adam, you have to just bet.
Google Voice, yeah. It would have to be coming around by you.
It's new. I don't want to be sick at the board. I had some good news for my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
She said that they're planning to come.
Yeah, I heard back from Yaakov from Yael, but I haven't heard back from Mordechai.
I'll have a ride. Okay. Just quickly, let's start again from the Mishnah. We'll have a few minutes of Chazor there. And let's try to make a dent. I mentioned a number of times, I call your attention again, that there's a secret. Like invisible writing, there's a secret sugi that's accompanying the big sugi, the main text. And that is an understanding of how Rabbanon step in to protect certain halachic values. We should be sensitive to it because it adds much to the understanding of the Gemara. I will get quickly from the mission. Let's maybe do a little bit. Ozo Tazavimo. David?
Oh.
Want to help out a little bit? Want to start the mission?
Load the Gemara.
Yeah.
Going slow.
Do you want to have a regular?
New ground, I'll take over.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Nashim Dayan Shaita, Besula Luberes Minikos Kena. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Anilo Shamati Ella Besula.
Okay, this up here, which we discussed before. Give me this for, why would Rabbi Yeshua say such a thing? The whole of this principle is the same. What are you telling me? That if an Isha has a chazakah of musolekes midomim, Rabbanon one goes out of the beis leis. They die in shaitan. Why would he say, I need a shmati el
psula? So maybe he holds that You can be Oker of Vesses without seeing Dom, but you can't be, you're not being Oker anything. You're not doing anything actively that indicates that you shouldn't be seeing Dom.
I said before, a little bit more sensitive to the logic, rabbinic logic, which nowadays is always irrational. It really falls under the category of a low plume. That's a fundamental principle. Rabbanon had to facilitate two principles in Dinei Rabbanon. One, they try not to complicate, so they follow a principle of low plume, not to require you to remember small divisions. Second, they are defensive of their halachas. Yom Tov Sheni, Kivin the Kill, Hachmir Bo Rabbanan. Why? We know that you are basically a wise guy. And you don't have too much respect for Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan come in and protect themselves by establishing Siogim almost, that they wouldn't worry about the Raisa. I will see that by Tful Yom later on. We respect your integrity when it comes to the Raises. We know you're the same Yiras Hashem like I have. When it comes to the Rabbanan, I suspect you're not going to be so careful. So here is very simple. When do we say a low plug when there isn't a clear distinction between this case and the others? There isn't a clear distinction. I lump them together under a common denominator. I have a bunch of women that were nidos. Right? And there comes a period of time when they lost their nidus. Muberes, Meniko, Skena. Well, every woman has that situation. Every woman has a visit. And there's a time when she Musulikas Midomin. As we'll soon see, Rabbi Leza says, any woman skips a few periods, she's enough Musulikas Midomin not to worry about her as part of the low pluk concern. So when it comes, I say, a woman who had a visit, and she saw Shalom Bishaz Vesta, right? You go ahead and you tell me, if she we won't go there, right? You tell me a woman that aged or went into a situation of Muberes Meniko, so she lost her beset, but she doesn't have anything that was koveya beset for something else. A woman is supposed to see dam. Normal, healthy women are supposed to menstruate. This woman stopped menstruating. I don't know why she stopped menstruating. And she has no beset because she's already skenum, muberas, etc. So I made a distinction. Each and she has no beset, I won't be gozer. Because I know when the dam will come. But by a skena. So you tell me, when she's a little skena, she sees dam occasionally. When she's a real skener, she sees dam never. You start playing around. A little skener, Gvolos will ask, when is she a skener? What is my answer when she's a skener?
When they call her grandmother.
What does that mean? Why do they call her grandmother? What does that mean? She's so settled already into that state of femininity, right? Where she realized it's a psychological proof that she's already a different person. Right? Therefore, Rabbi Lezer wants to differentiate that from an Isha Sheesh Leveset. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua and says, Anilo Shemati Ela Psula. Psula, I understand. Why? She never had a Veset. She never fell into the category. Therefore, she wasn't included in the Gzeirat Rabbonon of Me'es Le'es. But all the others, I have to start now questioning. She's a zakena. How much zakena? She's a muberes. How much muberes? How long? She's a menekes. How long is she nursing? That comes in now. I want to say, if that's the case, you can ask me such questions. I'll tell you low plug. We'll never hold the halacha. Comes Rabbi Shua and says, yes. Lo Shabbat. I can only see clearly that a woman never was in the gzeira. She never was a woman who saw dam. Therefore, for her, I understand we have no takonis. But all the others fall under the low plug halacha. Okay? That's the Hezbollah in Rabbi Yeshua's initial status, the initial standing, and this halacha. Right? Abel, but, what did he say?
Halacha's been here in the
answer. Oh, Yeah. Now again, I say to focus on the Rabbanans. There's politics also. There's sociology also in the Rabbanans. Not related to the sugi of Nida. Rabbi Lezer was a political figure. Right. He presented a real problem to Chazal. Right? He represented what the opposition. He represented a minority. He, most importantly, what did he represent? A yochid who won't accept the authority of Rabban. That was his key claim to fame. Right? Rabban said by the Tana Shel Achnoi in Bava Tzvi and Daf Nun Tes, it said what? The thing is Tomei. The Ovid is still Tomei. It didn't lose its shem kli by whatever they did to it by chopping it into smaller pieces. You all know the story, right? The case, Tana Shel Achnoi. No? Lost you. Okay. You got it? Okay, when I tell them what I remember, well, I remember, I'll tell it by the way because it's not everybody agrees that that's shot, and that's the easiest shot. We talk about a pizza oven. The old pizza oven, not like that. Now they cheat. They have one oven. When the pizza first came in, it was nothing more than a pita oven that they used there for soil, which had three shelves. And the shelves, I think, differed in heat, the heat from the bottom, so that they would, take the pizzas, they put them in one shelf, and then sometime, a few minutes later, take it, move it to the other shelf, before they finally served it, right? In other words, they went from a hotter oven to a less oven, or whatever the cheshbon was. Nowadays, it's chick-chack, they put just one oven, they burn it or leave it raw, as you well know. Right. A kli shel cheres, as all the ovens were from cheres, a kli shel cheres is tomei, only the kli cheres yishover. It can't be told by the kli cheres. Therefore, the only thing you do is break it. Shaili is, if I break it up into units, like the pizza oven, and each unit still has utility, is that called shmira or not? That's how I understand the machlokes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Elezer in Bava Tzvi. Rabbi Elezer says, you broke the oven, it's not the original oven, it's toho. And Rabbanan opposed him, and remember the story goes, Rabbi Elezer asked for supernatural proof that he's right. Let the tree be uprooted, if I'm right. And finally, the proof of proofs. Yotza baskol, v'amar halocha kabaleza b'chol mokom. Amad Rabbi Yeshua, the same Rabbi Yeshua here. We watch how Rabbi Yeshua treats Kabaleza. And he was his opponent that caused putting him into chayim. Right? He got up, Amad Aragl, Amad lo b'shamayimi. God, mind your own business. We didn't ask you. Sometimes I shared it with you last year, but the boys should hear that. Look at in my Shrel's Hagdoma to Ikos Moshe, where he quotes the Gemara in Peiches in Shabbos and in Merachos, the same Gemara of Moshe Olol Amorim. Moshe come to heaven, Umotso, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kosher, Ksorim, Leosios, putting crowns on the Osios. So the Shur explains what was that business. There's a little discussion there with Moshe, but the key thought there is, why do you put crowns on the Osios? He announced to Moshe that from now on, I transfer my sovereignty to the Osios. Don't ask me anymore. I have nothing more to tell you. Whatever I wanted to tell mankind, I put it into the Torah. I now made the Torah sovereign. You have a question, ask them. That's pshat and lo b'shamayim hi. I gave you a Torah. Either find it in the Torah or it's not there, period. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. This concept, right? there. It was Rabbi Yeshua enunciated when he was fighting Rabbi Eliezer. He said, Lo bashamayimi. You may be right, God, but if I wait for God to adjudicate disputes in the Rabbanan, right, we could end up with something that doesn't resemble Torah. You'll have ventriloquists who will determine the halacha. Right? Hearing voices, hearing bus call, all that stuff. Therefore, he said, halacha Rabbi Eliezer. But I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to fight Rabbi Eliezer. Until admitting Rabbi Eliezer was right will not hurt us in our authority with Am Yisrael. So you have this strange halacha now. Rabbi Yeshua argues Rabbi Eliezer and says the halacha applies only to a psula. But you should know a halacha is really like Rabbi Eliezer, that's dalad noshim, not just a psula. Now, ezei psula. Okay, here I went to the neighbor to get to see this forced thing, what see it my own eyes, and it says not to make a bedikah there. I saw the art scroll also like that scroll. Here, Oscar makes a mistake in translation. How does he translate psula? A virgin.
It means a katana.
Huh?
The Mishnah means a katana.
Yeah.
A virgin.
Doesn't make sense.
What does it mean? Apapisha nesua. What does apapisha nesua mean?
Even though she's married.
Even though she saw dam psulim. She saw dam, but it was dam psulim. That's the pshat. She's no virgin no more. Remember, the Aztec civilization died when they couldn't find a virgin anymore to sacrifice. Right?
There's a joke like that also about Washington, D.C.
That's not real.
No. You know the joke about Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah. Huh?
You know the joke about Washington, D.C., that on Kreuzmach time they wanted to make a manger scene. But they couldn't. They had real trouble making a manger scene because they couldn't find three wise men and a virgin in Washington D.C. They did have plenty of asses to fill the stable, though.
Same thing. Okay. Anyway, the translation is a bad translation. What should be the translation?
Kitana.
But no.
She hasn't started menstruating.
Pre-menstrual girl.
Pre-puberty. A pre-puberty sick. But a girl in the pre-puberty state, that is puberty, P-U-B-E-R-T-Y, right?
Mu beres mishiotea obra.
Mishi yivoda obra. Okay, what's yivoda obra?
When she knows that she's pregnant. When you can see that she's pregnant.
Which is?
Three months.
Right. There you have, as I sure had already had the little tshuva, the set up is
because of birth, because of the
and since you can determine it earlier, and that rov nushim don't see them, now you should know, however, sometimes it's hard to pass on such shaylos, because there are women, my career, certainly a dozen women, maybe more, who kept on menstruating for the first 3 months, a little bit. True, the menstruation stopped as a massive flow that lasts for 5 days, but a flow that lasted for 1 day, lasted for half a day, until 3 months are over. So that's not...
And they're Tovel Karagil?
Huh? Yeah, of course. We come from the key.
Chachavim were Gozer, Shibin Kiyim, Hanamu Baris?
Not
at least
Bismarck
wasn't a regular.
She's not a mubelis. That's why they're more.
She's
no
Adam, even she's pregnant.
They're not pregnant. Misha Yivoda Ubo.
You're saying in Rebbe's case.
Yeah.
But Rebbe, but we know that she's pregnant.
Which is the dumb nidah. It's real dumb nidahs. She's pregnant, nothing to do with it. So we'll see in the sugya soon. Pregnant, how being pregnant, being in labor, and being nidah, and being a zova, they all come together. Go ahead.
Well, labor is different already at that point.
Time?
Yeah, well, when she comes to labor, she counts as becoming a nida or becomes becoming a zava.
There were three separate bloods, right? There's dam leda, dam ziva, right, and dam nida.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to differentiate between them, as we'll see. We'll pick up it. Go ahead.
Minika achitigmalas binah. Nasna binala minika gamalta omis. Rabbi Meir omer mitame mis leis v'chacham omer dayashaita.
Right. But why? What happened here suddenly? Where are the chachamim defending their turf? Where's the low plugs?
That answers, I told you, adds a
certain dimension of I have to hold my interest. I told you, whenever you come to a sugya dealing with the rabbonans, it's really a breath of fresh air. Why? You can ask all questions you want. You pull a posuk on me, I have nothing to say. But if you tell me Rabbanans, it better make sense. So my word, is what I say. Amel omer mitame es leis. Acham omer dayashata. Why? Doesn't impact upon my takana. You're dealing with what? With an unusual case. Rabbi Yeshua was worried about the low plug aspect, and therefore only wanted to exempt a woman who never was a nida. Rabbanan didn't have that. Rabbanan accepted the Dalet Doshin concept. Therefore, what are they saying? There, I'm saying in this case over here, we're what? Where she's a ubra, or she's a menika, which 99% of the women should not be seeing any dam, and this woman saw a dam once. All the Mephoshim say she'll see dam three times, she'll have a regular visit. Because there's no reason not to give her her chazoka of Tara. There's nothing here that should violate her chazkas Tara. I made a gzera. That doesn't apply in these unusual cases. Hameir is the big one for low plug. Hameir always went all the way. I always keep in mind Rameir, what's Rameir's defense of Rabbonin. Rabbonin made a takana that you should write a ksuba for your wife. And they should, the ksuba should be Masayim Zuz. And you make a deal with your wife, your wife to be, she'll accept a ksuba of 199 Zuz. So the baby that's born is a mamza, Ramayya says. That's known as flexing your muscles. You don't listen to Rabbanan, only a mamza doesn't listen to Rabbanan. Okay. Again. Ezir Skena. Kol Sha'ovola Shaloshono Samal Ziknoso. That doesn't tell you what a skein is, right? Three ono beinis went by after she became a skeina. When did she become a skeina? That your mother will explain, right? When she feels she's a skeina, when she accepts the fact that she's a skeina. In Eretz Yisrael, on the bus, they're very sensitive. not to a person, not to make a person feel old and unwanted. So I noticed I bought a bus ticket. The bus ticket they give you is for a child under the age of 12. They didn't make a special ticket for Scala. Okay. But that makes you feel better on that basis. Okay.
Plus, they don't have an extra bike to push.
Go. Comes Rabbi Elazar now, is new halacha. In addition to the Dalet Noshim, right?
Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kol Isha She'avru Aleha Shalosh Onos, Daya Shaita.
Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Muberes Uminika. Sha'avru alei and shalosh onos daya shaitan. Ubameh amar daya shaitan.
That part is not a chiddush in Rabbi Yossi, because generally we say amoberos menika, right?
Ubameh amru.
Yisum is will be overall in shalosh onos, right? She's mislegas midomim. That's not the big chiddush. But the chiddush is that what?
Second month. Ubameh amru daya shaitan b'riyah rishona.
Why? Very simple. Again, when approach it in the Rabbanan Lo Prove. Once she sees dam, now you get a question around how much dam she saw, how often she saw, or not. She falls onto the general category of Dayan of Meisleis. Otherwise, you can tie in it. She needs to see dam three times in order to be okeres her status of Enelo Adam. So no, it's not true. That may be true, the guy be establishing a veset or something, but as far as the takonas rabbanon of metama meisleis, the moment she is a roe dam, she falls back into the category of noshim shiroes dam. Noshim shiroes dam is always meisleis.
So, Rabbi Yossi.
See, look at that's what Rashi tries to tell you. Look like line of Rashi, last line of Rashi. Sherei Chosro like the Kadmuso Leo's Dome Mitsuyimbo. Doesn't say great. She has blood already, that's all you know. She has Dome Mitsuyimbo, she falls in the general category. Absula had never had Dome, right?
So she falls.
And Rabbi Elazar claims that Dalet Noshim lost their Dome. the Gimel Noshim lost their Dome, it should be same as Ketano.
Rabbi Yossi is arguing fundamentally with Rabbi Eliezer there. He's saying,
sorry?
With what Rabbi Yossi is saying is a meinikas avru alein shalosh onos is dayan shaita. But the point Rabbi Eliezer is saying the moment she's a muberes.
Yeah, again, but by muberes, I say it's not a big chiddush because the Gemara defines muberes as gimel chadoshim that she's not rolled down.
Okay, yeah, but what about a meinika? The point is the moment that she's given birth, she's a meinika.
Right.
So, but Rabbi Yossi says she has to wait three more months before she has.
Yeah, I said. I mean, Rabbi Yossi didn't mention that. I said it's not a big chiddush because in Mitzvos it's the same thing.
What? No, it isn't the
same.
They don't
say for 3 months. They don't say for 9 months.
Right, but the point is, month of being a Meinika, she sees.
But if she does say, we don't know how Rabbi Yossi would hold. He doesn't comment on that. I couldn't read that into Rabbi Yossi's din. In case of Rabbi Elazar, if she does see dam,
Rashi says that he's arguing.
The what?
Muberes meinik v'chulav alo avru alel lo upali gad Rabbi Elazar. So,
right, good point. Rashi emphasizes the machlokas on one thing only. It can only be on half of the machlokas. Gamaleya muberes zayin shaita b'shivoda ubo, but b'shivoda ubo is 3 months.
But your women who were becoming nidas earlier in their pregnancies, then there would be an argument there too.
Look, point. Okay, correct the chart. Correct the Rashi emphasizes that he's disagreeing. Rabbi Lezer will allow the Dayashata after 3 months. Even if she sees Dam the first 2 months, I don't know. I'm not so sure of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that Rad shows up. Rabbi Lezer have to say that. You have to learn Shad. Rabbi Lezer, the norm would be that she's not seeing Dam, that's why. But since three months are not seeing Dam, she does see Dam, I'm not sure that Rabbi Lezer will argue. Anyway, from Yediyuk and Rashi is correct. Rashi seems that it says he's Polagad Rabbi Lezer. Fine. Okay. To finish off, the Kama Omar, Bamel Omar Daya Shaita. No, it seems that end of Bamelam Shat, even the end of the mission seems to sort of undo what Rashi said. Bamel Omar Daya Shaita is by whom? Who says it? Everybody in the Chura. When do you say Daya Shaita? Berir Rishona, Al Vashniyim Atama Meis Leis, Imbos Harachon Meonis, Al Vashniyim Daya Shaita. I mean, in order for Daya Shaita, she has to have one Riyah. There's no Shaita, she didn't have a Riyah of something, right? Then the issue of Daya Shaita doesn't come in. Okay. Okay, you want to go further? Yeah, it'll be more. Also, the first part of the Gemara is strange. What? Strange Gemara records, what is this? A kind of a put down that Rabbi Lezer does a put down on Rabbi Yeshua. What is it? What? Tanya?
Amar the Rabbi Lezer, Lord Yeshua, Atalo Shamata.
What? The language of Yeshua was Ani lo Shamata Yelo Psula.
Ani Shamati.
It seems to be like a put down. You didn't know, you didn't hear, of course. You didn't hear, but I hear. Ani Shamati. What Shamati means, Shamati always means Kabbalah, the Sola.
Yeah.
It's not my idea. I was taught that way. Ani Shamati. Right? The halachic tradition. Ata elata elachas he shemati harbe, and then the next line again. I know no understanding why he had to throw that one in.
In omer lemisha lo ra es hachodesh yavo
v'yehi
elo misha ra'u po yama.
You should have lots of guys come to base to justify. I didn't see the moon.
And no, but that's part problem. What's the first thing in the life? Elo, lemi shero kol yomov. No, lemi shero. Period. That would be too much. Okay.
Have lots of guys come to base to testify they did not see the moon.
Yeah, a blind man.
I saw it.
Okay, kol yomov sherabi Elezer, by oisik Rabbi
Yeshua.
As long as Rabbi Lezer was alive, Rabbi Yeshua's authority, Ani lo Shamati, only one, that's what held. Only a psula. Everyone else was Meis Leis. Yacha Ptiroso, Hezer Rabbi Yeshua Sadobo Lioshno. I told you this one, of Isaac Ocharef, a famous Achon, who was reputation for having a vicious tone of sarcasm when necessary. I told this one, he wrote a Negeah, what we learned in the Halacha in the morning. He wrote a haskama on a sefer using this language. Hirzir es atoro leyoshna. Rabbi Shua said, right? Hirzir, Rabbi Shua es adobo leyoshna. So he wrote on a sefer, Hirzir es atoro leyoshna. That's what does it mean? You turn the Torah to its old state. So you remember we learned in the morning whether the paper is makabel tum or not. It says, how do you make paper? It says, you grind up old rags and you make paper. Right? And this man took paper and made old rags out of it. Okay.
How does this make sense that they waited for Rabbi Eliezer after he died?
I'm sorry?
How does this make sense that it reverted to his...
Right, now he began passing Rabbi Eliezer.
How does that make sense? But why is it that while he was alive...
He all explains it. Such a good question that the Gemara asked the question. Right. My timer.
Lo mishum der Eliezer shemusehu. Visavar, yeah, dinner kavase bechad, dinner kavase bechornisa. Mishum kvodo der Eliezer lo matzina machinam behu. La'achar p'tirasa shrev Eliezer de matzina machinam behu, hetzer sadar aliyoshna.
What does it mean? Okay, very, very, very sensitive thing. Here's how, mind you, Rabbi Yeshua went ahead and he's the one that put Rabbi Eliezer Cherem. Shemutihu, the way Rashi learns, and that's the same thing we'll speak in Tosfos a minute. Put him in Cherem, but he didn't want to insult him. What is it? If I were passing like Rabbi Eliezer in this thing and give him the authority that he argued with others and we passing like him, that will restore Rabbi Eliezer as a prime posik. And people will begin to passing like Rabbi Eliezer in other things. So I will have to do, Rabbi Eliezer, have to get up in shul in the bimah and bang on the table and say, you can't passing like Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not prepared to insult Rabbi Eliezer that way. Therefore, I kept it cool. We didn't pass the Rabbi Eliezer. Once Rabbi Eliezer died, then I told him the halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer, right? And now I'm not worried that they will pass him like Rabbi Eliezer and other things that they do. I'll get up on the bimah and I'll tell him, you're a bunch of shkotzen, you can't pass the Rabbi Eliezer. As long as Rabbi Eliezer is not alive, I will not be insulting him. But if Rabbi Eliezer is still alive, and I get up in the bimah, right, and shout, if you pass like Rabbi Eliezer, you're a shegetz, I can't do that. This is what my Shreya Zatzal used to tell me all the time. He says, remember, we never taught Musa until Saul Salanta introduced it as a limud in the yeshivas for an hour or so to learn Musa. He says, why didn't we learn Musa before? Musa is very important. He says, because we had it in the Gemara, and we didn't need it. If you learn the Gemara sensitively, you find all the Musa you want. Trouble is, you got to go, as they also say, that the institution of a Daf Yomi was a wonderful thing, but the intent was to learn a daf in a whole day. To learn a daf in 20 minutes, he's not so sure. It's a great accomplishment here. Okay. Pick up the tasters here. And there's a shmuti.
Pirush Rashi, Shabarchu.
That's a Sagi noho expression, right? They cursed him. Shabaru, they put him in cheder.
The kasha, the mistama lo hayo maskei lashon shamta, lo b'maisei gufei the parakazav, eino maskei el lashon bracha.
So they, what is the argument? So he's arguing also now a der heretz point. How dare you call Rabbi Eliezer Shmuti, give him a nickname? The Gemara was careful not to use the word Shamto on him, but to use Bohu, and then you give him a nickname, Rabbi Eliezer Shmuti. Therefore, it can be shmuti, meaning cherem. Therefore, pirush ben atam, shmuti hu is a imitalmidei shamayim. And that also, by the way, is makes the Gemara even a little more significant in the behavior of Rabbi Yeshua. I didn't want to give Rabbi Elazar any kind of halachic authority while he was alive. Why? Rabbi Elazar's great reputation and being a leader of the Shammai sect, the Shammai group, would have given too much cover to Shammai, meaning to the Shita of Shammai, to the Beis Shammai. And Rabbonon were fighting to try to reduce their influence. Shammai's influence was so powerful, as I mentioned the other day, that the Havik is Shnei Toros. The Am Yisrael was split. Lived up two separate Toros, Hillel's Torah and Shammai's Torah. When the Rabbonon decided that Shammai b'mokom Hillel lav Mishnehi, then Shammai has to be discounted. I couldn't then give cover to Rabbi Elazar. That's the point. In the Mishnah there, so shall truma tmeya shenafal soch meya shall truma tahora. According to we pasken aloche, truma is botel echad b'meya, 1 in 100 mevatel truma. So Beis Hillel said everything is okay, right? Beis Shammai osrin, Beis Hillel matirin. Liachas shahodu. Right? Omar Rabbi Elazar, right? Tero v'tisarev. Mi hoda l'mi, l'koma Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel. After Beis Shammai was voted to Beis Hillel, that is Toho, then Rabbi Elazar got up and said, let's burn it anyway. Omar Rabasi, masis omar kein li'acha shahodo. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Yitro b'torom b'tisorev. The Rabbi Elazar lav shmuti hu, right? One means Shammai was moded to Rabbi Elazar, but Shammai voided to Hillel, and then comes along the big Shammaiite, big Rabbi Elazar, and says, no, right? We're going to pass like Shammai. We said he was moded already, right? Therefore, he had to change what he paskin. What did he paskin? He's there. Go ahead and take off truma again, right? Yitrom, right? And then the chorum with yisorek, and then burn it. What's the reason of taking off truma again? Why? It's also to Ma'amid Kadosh V'Yadayim. Remember, in our Mishnah, what do we have here? Sufik, the Me'esah, she's only a Sufik tummy. And therefore, what does it say? Tolin, lo ochlin, lo sofin. Right? So here too, what did he do? Yeah, we have to paskin that it's okay. But take off and put aside one measure of truma. So that what? So that, since I hold really that the truma is not batel, it still exists, by taking off and putting it aside, it's like I create a suffix. Maybe I'm not burning the truma, a kind of brero. I say yesh brero. Oh, the truma that fell in, right? I am now taking out. And the rest is kosher to eat. But I don't want to eat the bad truma, and I don't want to burn the truma unnecessarily. Therefore, I put aside. That was just, again, nothing that changes the halacha, but merely respects the halacha that maybe there is truma in there. If you say it's batel, there's no truma in there anymore. No truma tmei in there. You just have to eat it. But if there is truma tmei in it, you have to burn it. So what I do, I take off one measure. I'm torim again. I take up a token truma, right, and I put it aside. I put that in cherem, and I don't burn it, and I don't eat it. It's a kind of a solace that maybe I'm not doing such a terrible thing. You follow that? Okay. Now comes the interesting stuff. Complicated, interesting. I told you, thank God I was taught the sugya b'chinis ganagan and imsochim. Without that, I don't know if I could have worked this thing out. So you got that gemara. I'll go finish the gemara. So, I avdinan kavasei behoda. If I paskin like Rabbi Elazar in this dalad noshim, I'm afraid avdinan kavasei b'chaniso. That will restore his authority, and they'll start following him in other halachas. I'll stop them. When we should quote the Rabbi Elazar, lo matzina mechina behua. I can't get up in shul and yell at them. Avol acha piteros Rabbi Elazar matzina mechina behua. Then his radov liyoshin. Okay. Okay. Let me take over on this one. Did you do the make a later this? Huh?
I didn't finish.
No.
It.
Okay. Huh? Okay. It's a complicated business. Pay attention. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Elazar ba'arba. That's the Chiddush, even though Rabbi Elazar was Shmuti, we'll use the Tosis. He's from Shammai, and we knocked out all of Shammai's halachas, not all. Four halachas we passing like Rabbi Elazar. Chodo d'amoron. One, the one we just learned. The Dalet Noshim, the Dayan Shatzer. Beidoch, the second one, Amikashe Kama Tishofe. I don't know how to pronounce that word either. Tishofe or Tishofe. Where's your English? Gemara, how does he read it? He has the Kudas. Yeah? Where are you up to?
Tishbe.
Tishbe. Yeah? Tishbe? Kama Tishbe Utehei Zovo. Right? Me'esli'es. That's the answer. Come on, how much? Me'esli'es. Now, what's Tishbe with Tezor? Okay? A woman begins her childbirth. She kept a count before. Right. And the menstrual cycle that she had is a complicated, unusual one, right? She went ahead and she started her count, and she's counting 7-11, 7-11, right? And now she goes into labor. She became pregnant, and she goes into labor. How much time passed? She's keeping up the count. That's the Raya, when the Raya said the Rambam brings, that the count keeps up forever until she gives birth, is from this Gemara. As long as she sees dam that's caused by the labor, caused by the act of giving birth, that dam is not dam nida, it's not dam zova. I'm sorry, that dam is not dam nida, not dam zova. Therefore, there's no shiva nikiyim that's involved. If it is not due to the birth pains, the birth pangs, then it's regular dam min hamakom. And if it's at the 11-day period, she becomes a zova. So she went into labor, then the labor stopped. And then it picked up again, and she began seeing blood again. Question is, the blood she saw in the beginning, was that labor blood or zava blood? If it was, not labor blood, then it's zava blood. She started as labor, right? And now the labor stopped. That proves that what she saw before was not labor. It was a false alarm. Therefore, it's looked upon as regular uterine blood, regular dam min hamakor. And if it's at the time of zava, then she has to count Shemini Kiyum. Kama Tishrei, how long must she relax? Must the blood stop? Utehe Zova? Only Me'es Li'es. If the pangs of labor stopped for 24 hours, that proves that the blood she saw before were not yet pangs of labor. They were pre-labor pangs. And therefore, the dam has to be treated like regular dam nidah zava, and then to the dealing with a zava period, it'll be a zava blood. Look, let me read Rashi to you, so that'll repeat what I just said. Hamekashe, et Rashi. Because of such social yom in Mutsufin. She was in labor for 3 days, each time seeing some blood. The Kaimalan, the Ainazova, Machmas social yom in Kishu, Vitoin Shirin Kiyim, the Kobod. Dixiv, Kiizov Zov Domo, Darshinen, Bivnos Kusim, that's the name of the Perik. Domo machmas atzmo, lo machmas vlad. Vim shofso min atzar, sh'omda b'lo tzar lach ha'shol sh'yomim, v'yoldo, nizgalesh ha'dam l'mefro ha'shol bo adam machmas ha'vlad. Harei hi yoledes b'zov, so when she gives birth, she's a zova who gave birth, v'tzricho shiva dikiyim, levad yimei tumoso leido. So when she, now, she wants to go back to her husband, she has to what? Wait a week if it's a zochor, 2 weeks if it's an akeva, right? And then count shiva nikiyim. V'tzricho shnei kavonos. And the Beis HaMikdash is around, she has to bring two kavonos. One for a zova brings a korban, and one for later. Achas lezov, v'achas later.
What exactly are the rules for the counting there? Because after... For counting the Shiva Nikiyam, because typically after the 1 or 2 weeks, for the next
You have to wait till the blood stops.
Even though usually the
blood,
for the rest of the for the rest of the 40 or 80 days that blood does not
tell. Well, not from Zova. Then after the 14 days of an akeva, if it's an akeva, she now has 66 days with blood. Even though she's bleeding, she's Metellus Labila.
Yeah.
But not this woman, because she needs Shiva Nikiyam.
Okay.
So she has to wait until all the blood stops, and then count Shiva Nikiyim because it was over. You with us? In other words, she loses all the Dam Toha and has to add the Shiva Nikiyim. Kama Tishpe. How much should she be relieved? I mean, the pain stop. Tamod betonuach mitzaro liacha hashosha shakushi, after the 3 days of being in early labor, utehei zovol mefroa machmas hakushi, and will say no, that what she saw, the blood, was not due to labor. That was due to zova, and labor only started 3 days later. He has to wait me'es li'es. Im shavso vechatzos hayom zeh ad ke'es mocho, from noon today till noon tomorrow, ikalamei malav mishum blad havet, v'krinabe ki'izel zovdoma, it's called regular zovdoma, right? Upolik Rabbi Shua alei bevei bros kusim. Rabbi Shua argues, Rabbi Lev says, that's nonsense. The first part was labor, right? And she stopped and she went back into labor again. It's all labor, labor. It has nothing to do with Zovo. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Has, and we pass like Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was his opponent on that too. People, you getting a handle on this? Next. That's number two. Number two of the four that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua. Beidach Hazov Vazovo Shabotu Asma Milrishon Umosotoho Yom Shri Umosotoho Oshayom and Lobotu. That's a locha we have today by Nida. Right? She has to count Shiva Nikiyim. The lashon of the Torah is v'sofra lo. Sofra means account. Account has a beginning and an end. So what does he say? She counted one day, a zova or a zova, or nowadays a nida, which we treat like a zova. Counted. She what means the first day. She counted as day one. Meaning Sunday night. Before Shki, and she made a bedika. He made a bedika. And found to be clean. So the day, which starts at nightfall, the day started with Tahara. Right? According to some, that's called Yom, Bedika's Yom Rishon. According to others, it's not considered Bedika's Yom Rishon, that for bedika you need Yom. Because they have to see better, so therefore you have to make a bdika Sunday morning, or sometime during Sunday, on Yom Rishon of the 7 days. Actually, the Yom Rishon of the 7 days. So I'll give again this. Put on your other hat for the morning hat. That's not an unusual shaila. Okay. The last time I had it, but not too long ago. Yeah. A woman makes a bedika, she's very careful. She counts 5 days. On the fifth day, she checks herself. I made a regular bedika, chul mistokim, and a moch dochok. Then came that Sunday night. So Sunday night started the tahara. Right? And Sunday, he went off to a chasana, etc., whatever it is. Never made a bedika until after Shkia. So she missed the bedika of Yom Rishon. So my shreya zatzal always passed in such a case. If she used the moch dochuk, then we can be matter her that she counted day one. Because the moch dochuk was put in before Shkia, and taken out after Shkia. So there was a bedika of Yom Rishon. You with me? That's the advantage of Moch Dochuk. That b'di'evid, it can count as a bedika of Yom Rishon. L'chatchila we don't allow. Here we pass without a bedika by day. Okay. So here this person was bodek Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. We do that today also when the young lady is having trouble getting to the mikre. Why? I'll give you also the medical explanation for it. I mentioned to you in the morning shiur that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that the pure genital system of a woman is self-cleaning. It has little cilia, little hairs, microscopic hairs that beat and wash things out. But by some women it takes, they're not that efficient. So that she stopped bleeding on Sunday, and on Monday she picked up old blood. It's not fresh blood coming out. But in halacha, you can't differentiate between the two. So halacha, we have to machmah her. So those women, traditionally, what you do for them, it's buskim, most poskim, then you go ahead and tell them, make a bdika yom rishon. And don't make another bdika until yom shvi. Because a count has to have a beginning and an end. And don't count the other days. Don't check the other days. Because I'm convinced that yom rishon gave her a cheskasar already. What then? There's other stuff coming out that's not fresh blood coming from the uterus. It's blood that was already in the vaginal tract high up and being washed down now, slowly. Therefore, I can't differentiate a pialoche, which it is. So my eitz is different. I advise differently. Something that the poskim didn't use. I tell the women, if it occurs once or twice, I tell them, remember, before you do a bedika, do a douche. A douche is a little bag. You people know what an enema is. Like a little enema bag. My enema bag is big. A little enema bag, which you put in some water, and it's a tube, and the woman inserts the tube in the vagina, and washes out what's in there. That's after she already has a hepatic tile. Then she has to wait. If she does a douche, she has to wait at least 2 hours of normal activity. There should be water in there that will dilute out the tipas dam kechargel, right? There. And then she can make another bdika to check. But before she makes a bdika, she uses a douche that takes care of any old blood that's there. That eitz is not recorded. The usual eitz is, so don't make any more bedikos. Sometimes that's not enough. The blood can hang around and come out as ksomen, and you have your hands full. Ksomen the first few days, with more machmir, etc., etc. Therefore, the douche idea is a good idea, except for a problem. The douche isn't such a good thing for a woman. Why? The vaginal tract, because it's Baruch Hu made it to take care of itself. And you stop messing around, what you do is you upset the pH.
And then you start getting
vaginal,
toxic shock. You know,
the vaginal tract is self-protective because it has a pH of 5.6.
Yeah,
and almost all pathogenic bacteria can't grow below 7. 6.8, some of them. So that the vaginal tract is self-protective by the low pH. A little girl never suffers urinary tract infections because her pH is always way down, 5.2 or 5.3, before menstrual puberty. After the hormones come in, then the pH starts rising. And when she's pregnant, the pH is almost normal. That's why they're most liable to get infections then. So when you go ahead and you wash out the vaginal tract, you also upset the pH. So what do? You put a teaspoon of vinegar in the douche. That keeps the pH at
acidic pH.
5.5, 5.6. One teaspoon of vinegar in 2 cups of water. It's sold that way in the drugstores. They sell the douche bag, and they sell you a liquid to put it. The liquid is a teaspoon of vinegar in 2 cups of water, which you pay $4, right? And for $1.25, you can buy a gallon of vinegar, and water isn't too expensive, so it's much cheaper to just make it yourself. It doesn't have to be sterile, it has to be just aseptic, which is you use boiled water, and you tell the women to let the water cool first. Don't take anything for granted. Okay? So that's the tie-in here. Here you have just such a case. They made a bedika, Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi. Now, again, the shaila here is, what confidence do you have on Yom Rishon? This has to do with a whole sugya of Veset. If you have confidence, Orer Bezman Obo, you also have to have confidence that when you tell your guest to leave, he leaves. Therefore, the moment you made a bedikah of Yom Rishon, and you find the dam is not there, it meant the Orer left. Right? Don't expect them to come back until you invite them again 30 days from now. Therefore, Shazaches Kastara with Yom Rishon. Therefore, he said, perfectly fine. She made a bliki Yom Rishon. She ended the count on Yom Shvi. Fine. Mekayim de Besof Olo. Again. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Re'elu Beches Kastara. Rabbi Lezer said, no problem. She made a bliki Yom Rishon. She had a Hefsek Tara. She had a cheskas tahara. Then she checked the Yom Shvi'i, she finished the count. Shvi'i is not to determine that she's not a nida. The Shvi'i is for the besofra, because she has to count 7 days. Therefore, hare elu becheskas tahara, all the days, you assume she didn't see. So she fulfilled the requirement of Zayin Ikiyim. Rabbi Yeshua omer, Ein lo ela yom rishon v'yom shvi'i bovad. And this one is a wild shot. Why? Like most people, Rem Shad, it means, so we'll give her 2 days. Now she has to count 5 more clean days. 1 day, and 7 days, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There. Hard to understand that shot. The third opinion makes sense. Right? What do you say? B'tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein lamela Yom Shvi Muvad. That I understand. What happened? I'm not sure that Yom Rishon gives her a Cheskas Tahara. And we see that in Halacha. We're machmer and ksomim the first 3 days more than any other time. We won't accept yellow on the first 3 days. We won't accept brown on the first 3 days. Because, not so sure, women, again, it's reality. Women make a bedikah and they don't find anything, and the following day they find some more. Why? You're dealing with what? With a little bit of blood coming out. And it has to have time to move down the whole vaginal tract. It takes time. When you made the bedikah, it hadn't come down yet. By morning, it came all the way down, and you find it again. Therefore, I'm not so sure that Yom Rishon gives you a Cheskas Tahara. Therefore, all I can be sure of is what? Yom Shvi, you didn't find anything. Can't count 6 more days. All right, what about the other days? I'm not sure they were a Cheskas Tahara. One day, one Bdika didn't give you a Cheskas Tahara. That's how I keep his opinion. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Omrim, Nirin Dibre Rabbi Elezer, Mi Dibre Rabbi Yeshua. English translation, Rabbi Yeshua is off the wall. Him, I don't understand at all. So if I have to choose between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, I pick up Shua. But the only one that really makes sense, Dibre Rabbi Kiva, Mi Dibre Kulam. The one that makes sense is Rabbi Kiva. In other words, you don't accept one day is one bedikah is a Cheskas Tahara. Then all she has is one bedikah she made on the 7th day. That's acceptable. You have to make 6 more. Okay, settling in, clear. That takes care of what? How many do we have already?
Three.
Right? Our sugya of Dalet Noshim, the sugya of Hamakasha, right? And now the sugya of Bodko. Right? Then we have the last one, the Idach. All right, here, 10 cents to anyone who can take cents out of this piece of gemara. Yeah. This one is off way, way, way deep into the Rabbanon's Tum of Tara. Okay, now I need a little hakdama here. There's a strange halacha. Kol hametame es hatumo, metame es hamashkin lios tchila. Okay. That's the key halacha we're dealing with here. What does it mean? English translation. A sheni latuma, kol hametame es hatumo means a sheni latuma. Touches mashkin, shel chulin. The mashkin become a rishon l'tumah. Zera mishum mashkin zav v'zova. Since the body fluids of a zav v'zova are an avatumah, so an avatumah touches something, makes it a rishon l'tumah. Therefore, we said, mashkin that became tomei. I'm afraid they'll mix up with mashki zavazova. What's mashki zavazova? Urine spittle. Therefore, we will goyzer on all mashkin, chul and mashkin, whenever they become tomei, which they don't become tomei, because they're chulin. They only become or came in contact with a sheni latume, which is metamei truma. Kol hametame es hatruma. I'm sorry. Kol haposel es hatruma, metame es hamashkin lius tchila. Okay, that's the rule we're working with. Do you like it or not? That's given. I'll open the discussion.
Was that one of the gzeros that they passed in that attic when Beis Shammai found themselves in the majority?
I'm sorry. No. That's what Machlokes Beis Shammai said.
There's in the first parak of Shabbos, they mention
the kol hametame es hatruma. That's enough yudalin. Enough yudalin Shabbos, right? In the
yutches
dvorim. That fighting.
That they passed when Beis Shammai found themselves in the majority right. That one day.
Right.
Okay.
All right. But again, get that. That's number one. Okay. Kol haposel es hatruma mishmitri. Next halacha, that's absolutely inconsistent. That is that a tul yom. With me, a man who was tomei sheretz. He is tomei one day. Went to mikveh, he becomes a tul yom. A tul yom was a sheni letumah. A sheni l'tumah touches mashkin. He's a sheni l'tumah. Touches mashkin chulin, doesn't do anything. No tumah. Third thing. Kol haposel es hatruma, a sheni d'rabonon, that mit d'rabonon pasels truma, touches mashkin, becomes a rishon. And a tful yom, who's a tful yom daraisa, a shein l'tumah, he touches mashkin and can't be metamei. Because he can't be metamei, a shlishi, there's no shlishi by chulin. Okay, those are the givens. The last one I'll explain to you, I hinted at it earlier. Why? Because then you're dealing with a daraisa. Everybody knows a tful yom is a daraisa. Therefore, no one's going to treat him lightly. But the other halachas, we talk about all the Rabbanan halachas. Therefore, the Rabbanan were stricter on their halachas than on the Daraisa halacha. Okay. That's the basis for that thing. But that is given. That thing you're supposed to know in order to make Alena on this Gemara, you have to know those halachas. They're all in Psochim Daf Yudal. Sochem Yudalit, I told you, that's the famous Chavrinus Gana Kahanim Sugi. Yudalit Tachof Aleph, Yotes, there, is this heavy sugya of drabonon tumi, tumi drabonon, all kinds of strange takonas that they worried about. Okay? And that's the
main thing. If they're worried about people getting confused about the halachos of tumi and taharet, they made them much, much less logical and much more complicated.
Right. Okay. All right. And that's the. That's the mistake over here in the Rashi, where there's a little hay there, per kama de Shabbos af yudalid, if you can find what the hay refers to, but that's not Shabbos, it's psochen. It's a mistake. It should be written in there. I couldn't find it right away. I didn't catch it, but it should be there someplace. It's a mistake. It's not in Shabbos, it's in psochen. That's the beginning of the sugya of Chunetz Kanakana. Okay, if you're ready, we'll give a quick try at this thing. Got too much time left. At least give it at least one pass. Oh yeah. No. One more, sorry. One more to get to open up. Next, Rabbonon. Wait, Rabbonon built on Rabbonon. Mashkin, we said, became Tomei from a Sheni, ended up a Rishon. The Rishon with Tomei can't be Metamei Odom Mekalim. Right? Only Av is Metamei Odom Mekalim. If this Mashkin touched a Kli on the backside, the back of the Kli, not the inside the Kli, not called so now, so now the Kli Cheres, a regular Kli, right? Then where's the ocean here? These mashkin touch the back of a kli, it should become tummy. A rishon can't be metamei a keli. This mashkin that was a that became tummy from a sheni letumi went up to a rishon letumi. Suddenly has the power of an avatumin to be tami the kli miachova from the backside. Shenitmu b'mashkin, Rabbi Elezer omer mitamin es hamashkin ben post es ochlin. Then this kli could be mitame mashkin, but not ochlin. Mitamin es hamashkin b'apilu duchulin ben post es ochlin b'apilu detrumu. Unbelievable. Okay. Who's on first? What's on second now? Okay. You got it? Quick review. The mashkin was chulin. The mashkin was touched by a sheni letuma. Mid rabbana. The mashkin became a rishon. It touched the kli on the backside of the kli. In the kli was liquid. The liquid became tummy. In the kli was ochel, ochel didn't become tummy. Let's back off a second, a little more, a little hezba. Why did they start up with mashkin, treat mashkin so severely? There's a method to this madness. You don't realize that people were careful not to let things become olulutumo, make it possible to become tummy. Why? Nothing becomes tamei until it's mukhsho lekabel tumo. It needs mashke to go on it. If I don't wash my apples, I don't wash my dates, a dead man can touch it, and it won't become tamei. It has to be mukhsho lekabel tumo first with mashke. That's the whole sugya, mishnah after mishnah, right? What things are machshir lekabel tumah? Only seven mashkin that are machshir lekabel tumah. So that people could move comfortably around in the environment, not worry about tumah v'tala. But when dealing with mashkin, there's no heksha for mashkin. Mashkin are always mukhshir lekabel tumah. So ikar tumah was focused on liquids. Therefore, rabbanu were machmir liquids. Okay, a method to this madness. So why did they treat liquids so severely? Because that was really the only experience that most people had with tumah batala. That kept tumah batala alive in their minds. Because in dealing with ochlin, if the ochlin warned mukhsho lekabel tumah, and people were careful not to let their ochlin come to, right? Therefore, what do we learn there? It says, ki yutan mayim al zera. Not yutan. Yutan means yutan dumyu de yitain. What does that mean? Ma yitain de nichale, af yutan de nichale. Which means the. If they get wet, it has to be with my rotzon. It rained on them, and if I didn't want them to get wet, if they were dirty and I wanted to get wet, then the rain also is mashal kabel tumah. But if it was against my will that they got, I was not pleased with the fact that they got wet, then not mashal kabel tumah. So that you could have your house filled with all kinds of ochlin and didn't worry about a tummy. Remember, there were problems. A woman became tummy every month. Yeah. First year I was in Eretz Yisrael, we went to visit the Rockefeller Museum, which you can't go there now. It's in Mishar Shem, it's a dangerous territory. Nobody goes there anymore. A wonderful museum, because they have a lot of things there that have a lot of significance. I was there, and there's a tour guide leading a bunch of goyim, right? And he's explaining. And he says, one of the big mysteries, as you see, so many of these dishes are made from stoneware. Actually, stone's hollowed out.
For Kohanim.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no one understands why, when they knew how to make ceramics, why they still use stoneware, meaning hollowed out stones.
I was on an archaeological dig near David, near where they
found the Kohanim. That's because their wives became nidos. And they wanted to cook something, they didn't want to make a tummy, right? Klieven is amakabel tumah. This is why in so-called modern times they found so much dishes and so on. Sure. And nowadays they sell stoneware and pottery, but it's not that's an advertising name. It's not stone, it's regular pottery. Okay, let's see, get one more line in. So what did he say? Rabbi Shua Omer, metamenes hamashkin uposeles ha'ochlin. They didn't make the ochlin into a psul. Posel ha'ochlin meaning, what? Tomei and can't be metamei achedim. Omer Rabbi Shua, and we'll come back on this next week. Kal v'chomer. Matful yom shein metame mashkin. Matful yom shein metame mashkin cholin. A tful yom can't be metame mashkin of cholin because he's a sheni latume. He can't make his own shlishi becholin. So I told you, that's why I explained to you before, that the rabbanu were not goyzer on this sheni latume because he's a deraisa and people have respect for him already. Nevertheless, posel. Ochrei Truma, then Achurei Kalim, but he's posel Ochre Truma, but he makes Truma into a Shlishi. Right? He doesn't make Mashkin into anything. But he makes Truma into a Shlishi, which is the normal Din Doraisa. Achurei Kalim, Shemitame Mashkin Chulin, and a Din Sheposel Ochre Truma. Certainly, it should possible food with people. And then I think that what I mean here by ochli truma, meaning those who will treat chulin, but will be also, if it's real truma, it's also, and if it's ochli truma, it'll be also for them to eat. The Rabbi Lozer answered, no, achuri kelim is the rabbonon, therefore they were machmir utulom daraisa, right? They were not machmir, therefore rabbonon midaraisa lo abdin kal vachomer. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh no, you have a second yet? You have a minute? Okay, sit down a minute. Let me share something with you. All the years, on Thursday, since I have to prepare for a Chumash class, I always share something, and then anyway, Anna may need something to say. Where you can meet the Shabbos? By the collar?
In the Upper West Side.
Upper West Side. You have to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Take notes. I go. Yeah. Okay. It's always for my little rabbi. I've never spoken any place like citing a Medrash Rabbah of the week. But the Prophet is kind to itinerant preachers. He always gives something in the Medrash Rabbah to say. Kate's called Boso Bolo Fanai. He gives manali kotzitz. Time to kill them all. Why? Ki mola or what's chomos? What's chomos? My father, Zatzal, who was an old yeshiva man, Pamradin, used to say, what's chomos? Says the Rebbe Yisrael came into the shuls there in time of the Mabul, and he saw all you find in this bookcases are chomos, chomoshim, marzorim, and sidurim. Says no ksos achoshen, no avni miluim. He says such a country, destroy it all. What is chomos? Unbelievable. Says chomos, woman number seven, shavuputer, right? Ain't a shovel put. Gezel is shovel put. Chomos is ain't a shovel put. Kach hoyo anshe amabel osin. Hoy echeme mozi kuposo malaya hook tumusin. A guy showed up with a case of beans. Hoyo zer bo menote pokas shovel put. Zer bo not shovel put. Ad mokom chenyochol or see him in bed mebidin. Same medal is recorded by Anshe Zdom. Each one came and took one bean. The question is, well, you're not going to sue me for one bean. No bezin will sit for less than a shovel puter. So why did you do it? You were so hungry for a bean? Why did you go? So 1,000 people walk by, each one takes one bean, and the poor guy who came in to sell his beans is left penniless. Why they do it? Small, these are evil people, all chomos. Why is it myself? Don't you come into my town. This is a vicious way, right? I don't want to see you in my town. I don't like you, right? So, I think each one comes together, call her quickly on the send out emails, hey, there's a new guy in town, we'll teach him. Right? Each one come takes a bean. Okay? That's point one. Point two. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Darach, Tzohar Taseh LaTevel. So Rashi records, Tzohar what? Two pshotim. A window or what?
Light.
Or what? An Evan Tovah. Shemeiru Lahem. A precious stone which will shine for you. There are no such precious stones, what? Either make a window, you have light, Or don't make a window, hang up a diamond, that'll give you light, unless it's your high uranium, plutonium.
But then it would have to be submerged in water anyway.
Yeah,
it still needs to be submerged in water.
So what does it mean? Now, this is where the Rush comes in, where Ein Amika Omer Ela Dorshuni. What happens? You know, of course, he made a window. Although there were midrashim that there was no light, no moon, no sun. Don't take any and every midrash and try to ask a steeler to do midrashim. You get into trouble. Right? Why would I have a diamond hanging? What happens when a diamond hangs? On this wall, you get a spectrum. As the light comes through, what happens? A prism effect. You get red, blue, yellow, green. Okay. Why did God destroy the world? Why not kill individuals? Because Kodesh Bovu made a world for society, not for man, not for individuals. Lo tov hayoso odom levado means I want a society of people. I don't want people to be alone. Social man was God's creation. What happens? That midrash, where society breaks down. I don't like you, so you put out your beans. I call up my friends. Hey fella, let's teach him. Right? Each woman takes a bean. It's a breakdown of society. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach. Why is it breakdown society? I don't like what you look like. I don't like how you talk. I don't like how you behave. Comes the Evan Togor and shines a spectrum on this wall and say, hey, fella, that's what the world is. Made up of all kinds of people. Red, blue, green, yellow. Either you accept responsibility to treat everybody as a member of society, or the world will fall apart again. Mol Oros Chomos, because society fell apart. Anche Sdom, you find the same thing. What was the big thing? They burnt Lot's daughter at the stake because she gave Tzedakah to an Oni, as the Medrash says. Why? I don't want any Aniyim in my town. And a man showed up at Oni and somehow survived longer than they thought he should survive, right? And they found out she was sneaking him some food, so they killed her. What was the Isu killing her? No. Isu the Tziche, he punished the guy. He showed what a legalized antisocial legislation. They legalized the idea that no stranger can enter your town. This is what the two come together to teach. What was wrong? Chomos was wrong. Each one took a bean. What was the cure for that? What was the warning it shouldn't happen again? That was the Tzor Tasa, the Tefa, showing the spectrum of life. You got it, Adam? Okay, Adam Pride. No Pride also, the Chosin Kala. You have to learn that they're not going to be the same, not the same person you're marrying. You're not marrying a clone. You're marrying a different person, entirely different than you. You have to somehow make peace with that notion that someone could be not like you and still be better than you.